AMP without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. You may have heard of date rape and thought of older teens, but the abuse is happening when much younger teens get together as well.
I think the most surprising results of the research were just how young these kids, tweens, ages between the ages of 11 and 12, are dealing with certainly verbal abuse in their relationships and their dating relationships.
Jane Randall is a spokeswoman for Liz Claiborne, which did a survey of tweens and found many 13 and 14-year-olds also say they know of dates involving verbal, physical, and sexual abuse. The National Association of Attorneys General is launching a nationwide effort to educate kids about dating violence and abuse. There could be some serious side effects from some potent antibiotics. Federal drug safety officials are using the government's most urgent warning on Cipro and similar antibiotics. They say there's a risk the drugs can cause ruptures in a patient's tendons. The wind is kicking up in California, causing problems for firefighters. Don Coppola is a fire specialist.
Behavior has been picking up the last couple of days just because of the hotter and drier conditions. We're expecting unstable air aloft here later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, which could lead to some very extreme fire behavior later in the week.
Overnight, wind gusts caused flames to jump fire lines in the Sequoia National Forest east of Bakersfield. If the next president wants to go to war, former Secretaries of State Warren Christopher and James Baker say there needs to be a way to make sure Congress is involved.
Baker and Christopher say the next time the president goes to war, Congress should be required to say whether it agrees. The legislation would require the chief executive to consult lawmakers before initiating combat lasting longer than a week, except in cases of emergencies. In turn, Congress would have to act within 30 days, either approving or disapproving of the action. Sophia Manos, Washington.
Big drop-off today in oil prices. Oil now trading at about $136 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow's up by 14 points. This is AP Radio News. Some progress in Iraq, so the Pentagon is changing some deployments. The AP's Sagar Magani has that story.
That, coupled with the fight getting tougher in Afghanistan, led the military to shift an aircraft carrier out of the Persian Gulf and into the Gulf of Oman, meaning the USS Abraham Lincoln's jets won't have to fly as long to get to Afghanistan. One official notes there's still plenty of air power left in and around Iraq.
Meanwhile, another top Iraqi official is saying today that his country plans to insist on specific dates for pullout of what he calls foreign forces from Iraq. Today's comment comes from Iraq's national security advisor. Federal investigators have released their findings on a crash that killed five college baseball players when their bus plunged off an Atlanta overpass. They're blaming last year's crash on confusing highway signs on Interstate 75. Well, the tickets were supposed to be free, but that's not stopping some people from holding tickets to Bon Jovi's concert in Central Park this Saturday, from trying to sell them on eBay for as much as $1,500 a pair. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Goodwrench. Before you hit the road this summer, let the GM experts down the Goodwrench service lane take a look at your vehicle. Stop in today or visit Goodwrench.com.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeyer. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmeyer, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD.
creating massive wealth in today's economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
History sounds like this.
Tonight I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the president.
Part Kenya, part Kansas. Barack Obama is the newest face of the American dream. But can he become the 44th president of the United States?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
The future is here. And the official radio station of the future is 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartland Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman.
And every time Rush Limbaugh hears that theme music, he ups his meds.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom in the American way. What is rational tax policy in the United States or anywhere else? You know, we did our show from Copenhagen, Denmark, 2 weeks ago. A very interesting place with some very interesting tax policies. We can talk about those. Dr. Edgar Browning is a professor of economics at Texas A&M, one of the most widely quoted and published economists in the country in government programs and tax policies. His new book, Stealing from Each Other, is the title. Dr. Browning, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. You suggest that tax policies, progressive tax policies, are a form of theft. Why?
Well, if a private individual takes money that's earned by someone else and uses it, we would call it stealing. And I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say when the government does it, a la Robin Hood, that we should also consider it as a form of stealing.
So if I walk into a 7-Eleven and pick up a candy bar and take a bite out of it and then put it back on the shelf, am I justified in doing that?
No.
Then why are you suggesting that I should take the benefits of government in the United States, my free public education, the highway systems, the infrastructure, the protection of the air and water supply, and say, yeah, I'm not going to pay for that. I'm going to let my children and grandchildren pay for it. We'll put it on the national credit card.
Well, I don't say that. I mean, basically, the theme of the book is that government redistributive policies are very expensive in ways that people often don't realize. We transfer each year, mostly through government programs, $1 trillion each year to low-income families. And the question is, what are the consequences of that? Have we gotten a good return on that spending? That's an immense amount of money.
Well, first of all, you're suggesting in using those numbers, you're including things like Medicare and Social Security, all of which people paid into. That's money that we're essentially paying ourselves back.
That's not exactly true. As you know, Social Security and Medicare are not investment programs. They are programs that transfer money from...
No, they're insurance policies. They're not transfer policies. They're insurance policies.
No, they are transfer policies. They take money every year from workers, and that money is not put into a trust fund. It's paid out immediately to people who are retired. It's a transfer program. That's the most important
thing. First of all, only two-thirds of Social Security is paid to retired persons. A third of it is paid to literally widows, orphans, and the disabled. Social Security is an insurance program. It was set up as an insurance program. It's always been an insurance program. It's essentially like a pension program. You get it for the rest of your life in the retirement part.
Well, that's the way.
But looking at, you're talking about $1 trillion in welfare. I just don't see where that money is. I mean, I'm looking at our national defense. You know, is 19.7% of our budget, $521 billion federal expenditures. But interest on the debt is 8.5%. But health is only 2.8%. Veterans benefits 2.6%. Unemployment 1.3%. I mean, where is this giant welfare that you're talking about?
Well, $620 billion of it is in the form of about 80 different welfare programs. The remainder of it is...
Are you including in that Social Security and Medicare?
No. In that figure...
Well, I'm looking at the federal budget here, and I don't see... You know, family support is 0.8%. Housing programs, 0.7%.
Well, some of the welfare programs wouldn't be included in those things, like the food stamp program is in the Department of Agriculture, but... This is not a number I'm making up.
That program is $53.9 billion. That's 2% of our federal budget.
Okay, but this is not all federal welfare that I'm talking about. This is federal, state, and local spending on welfare programs. It adds up to over $600 billion each year. And in addition to that, a large part of the expenditures under Social Security and Medicare go to low-income families. I'm not including total spending in the trillion.
Okay, well, let's get out of the micro into the macro for a moment.
Okay.
You say no country has ever redistributed its way to prosperity. I was just in Denmark, where the minimum wage is $38,000 a year, and people earning that minimum wage are paying a tax rate of about 24%. The person earning an average wage of around $78,000 a year is paying an average tax rate of around 34%. If you make over $2 million a year, then you start paying over 60% in taxes. That country is clearly redistributing wealth, and it is one of the most prosperous nations on Earth.
Okay. All of the nations, nations like Denmark became wealthy before they were redistributing all this amount of income.
No, Denmark has been doing this since 1848.
Well, in 1960, the 17 wealthiest countries in the world spent about 27% of national income through government. And the United States was also 27% in 1960. What happened between 1960 and 1980 is that the wealthy countries greatly expanded their welfare states, and that was the period when you got the big spending in Denmark, Sweden, England, Germany, France, and so on. What's happened since 1980, once they expanded to that degree, those countries have fallen further and further behind the U.S. I mean, if you want to look at the consequences of this.
How has Denmark fallen behind us? They have free health care. They have free education all the way up to the level of Ph.D. They're the happiest country in the world by half a dozen different studies, one just 2 weeks ago in the British Medical Journal. Life is good there.
They have fallen behind us in terms of income per person. In 1980, the Western European economies had incomes that were about 85% as large as ours. Today,
you're talking median or average income.
Average income.
So, because Denmark doesn't have any Bill Gates, Dr. Browning, I mean, this is a game that you're playing. I mean, this is like if you and me are in a bar and our average income, if we took our combined incomes and averaged it, it might be $100,000 a year. Bill Gates walks into the room, suddenly our average income is billions of dollars. That a country where wealth is so unevenly distributed and that has a large number of billionaires, of course it's going to shift your averages. Denmark may have a lower average, but the working people of Denmark are actually making more than working people in America.
Well, I am not familiar with Denmark. I am more familiar with countries like Italy and France and so on, and they have fallen further behind us. And if they continue, I mean, the point is that you can only redistribute wealth if you produce it. And if you don't produce it, you're going to have more average wealth.
And okay, in that context, you suggest, you wrote a piece called Let's Cut Taxes on the Rich. And you say, am I the only one who thinks the rich are overtaxed relative to the middle class? You say, first, the rich provide most of the capital that is used in the American economy and that makes us all more productive as workers. My understanding is that the majority of jobs, and this is from, you know, federal statistics from the Bush administration, the majority of new jobs created over the last 35 years in the United States were created by companies with fewer than 50 employees. That is to say, it started by entrepreneurs, by and large, people who are not rich, people who are starting companies on a shoestring, on a credit card.
Well, I don't know that they're starting them on a shoestring, but again, what you just quoted is true, that the wealthy people own, well, provide about 70% of the capital that's used in businesses in the U.S., and that makes us all more productive. It makes workers more productive.
No, I'm saying how does it make us more productive?
Because think of how productive you would be if you didn't have any broadcasting equipment. That's capital. If there were fewer buildings or vehicles or computers, these things.
Okay, perhaps we're confusing things. Why does it matter? If I become more productive and my wages are cut in half, why is that a social good?
Well, if you become more productive, you would probably be paid more. I mean,
United States. Wages have been going down ever since Reagan became president, and your kind of economic policies were put into place.
No, they haven't been going down.
In real inflation-adjusted terms, average wages, I'm not talking earnings from dividends and interest, average wages in the United States have steadily declined.
That's simply untrue. There are two reasons why those sorts of numbers are put out. One is that they use a wrong inflation adjustment. If they use the same one that they use in the national accounts, the personal consumption expenditure thing, wages have gone up. And those figures also do not
include... But then so has the cost of everything else.
Those figures do not include fringe benefits, which have gone up very much. Wages in the middle, if you adjust correctly for inflation and for fringe benefits... middle-income families are making more now than they were in 1980.
Then why are they so behind? You want to continue the conversation? Can you stick around for another few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, we got to take about a four-minute break here, and then we'll have another 6 or 8 minutes. We can wrap this up. We're talking with Dr. Edgar Browning, and also let us know if there's a website to promote your book, Stealing From Each Other, is his new book. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
We've been talking for a long time, too long really, about the gas problem and ways to solve it. And I still feel like one of the better ways is to strictly use less. If we use less gas, supply will catch up to demand and the price will come down. And one of the best ways to use less right now is to drive a hybrid vehicle like the ones my friends at GM let me drive. It was the hybrid version of their small crossover, the Saturn View. It has an EPA-estimated 25 miles to the gallon in the city and 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. And there's this light on the instrument panel. This is really cool. It tells you when you're actually beating the EPA estimated miles per gallon. In other words, it teaches you to drive more fuel consciously. It's just another example of how GM is working on new technologies to get us to use less and less gas and eventually no gas at all. They're only going to build a certain number of Saturn View hybrids. So if you want more information, go to gm.com/solutions. That's gm.com/solutions. To learn more about the Saturn View Hybrid.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480- 314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com. That's AtomicMediaWeb.com, or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediaWeb.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Are you hot enough yet? Are you still putting off getting your AC checked? Well, don't wait any longer. Call Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. 21%. I got my brains in too many numbers. Dr. Edgar Browning is with us, the author of Stealing from Ourselves. Stealing from each other, excuse me. And Dr. Browning, welcome back. You say, secondly, the rich also provide highly skilled labor services to the country. Bill McGuire was paid $1.78 billion for his 10 years as CEO of United Healthcare, the company that is supposed to be providing us with healthcare. What justifies an income of $112,500 a minute?
Well, I have no idea. I didn't pay that income to him. The board of directors or stockholders chose that income. I think it's really, I mean, if you want to pick on people who have very high incomes, it's true that we've got a lot of people in this country who have extremely high incomes, but
do you disagree with Thomas Jefferson's statement that we should beware of overblown wealth that can threaten the state?
Well, I don't think it threatens the state as long as you've got thousands of people who have very high incomes. That's a testament to the prosperity of the country that their people can do this. They didn't
start. We've got a few thousand people with billions of dollars, and we've got tens of millions of people with virtually nothing. How is that a good thing?
Tens of millions of people with virtually nothing?
Yeah, you've got 50 million people who can't even afford health insurance.
Let's talk about that. There are 47 million people who are uninsured in this country, the most recent numbers I've seen. Fully one-third of those people have incomes over $50,000 a year. Another third of them are eligible for government-provided health care, but that they simply haven't signed up yet. 25% of them are not American citizens at all. They are immigrants, including illegal immigrants. It's not true that there are millions, 50 million people who can't afford health insurance.
I would submit to you that without being able to verify your statistics, I would submit to you that regardless of whether people are insured or uninsured, the number of people in this country who are underinsured is huge and significant. And still, you're saying, again, your quote, second, the rich also provide highly skilled labor services to the economy, and therefore we shouldn't tax them. And I don't say
you shouldn't tax them, please.
Or we shouldn't overtax them.
Well, while you're talking about this, let's just make clear that the top 5% of incomes of families in terms of their income in this country, that starts at $189,000 before taxes a year. We're not talking, I mean, the number of people there who have million-dollar incomes are only about 0.2%.
Yeah, looking at Kevin Phillips' numbers, you know, from Wealth and Democracy, and Kevin Phillips is no slouch, and, you know, and also a Republican. He says personal wealth grew by 75% between 1983 and 2004. Okay, that sounds pretty good. But only 1.2% of that growth occurred among the 60% of wage earners. Over 60% of that growth occurred among the richest 5%, and 75% of that growth among the richest 10%. The group that saw, and then he says, between the end of World War II and the 1970s, the group that saw the greatest growth was the bottom quintile, which grew 120%, and the top 20% only saw their income grow by 90%. In other words, during the period from the beginning of the New Deal until essentially the end of the New Deal with Reagan, all Americans' income were growing and growing steadily. Since Reagan, the very wealthy's income is growing really rapidly, and average wage earners, to the extent that their wealth may be growing at all, it's growing, you know, 1.2%.
Well,
I would say this is a direct consequence of the fact that Reagan dropped the top marginal tax rate from 71% down to 28%.
Well, certainly that encouraged people at the top to earn more. That was part of the intent of that, and they end up paying more taxes, as you know.
Right, and one of the ways that they earn more is by paying working people less or shipping their jobs overseas.
That's nonsense. I was just while on break here, since we were talking about what happened to people in the middle of the income distribution, I have a paper in front of me that corrects the hourly wage figures for the inflation problem and for fringe benefits, and it concludes that the median hourly wage in America has risen by 28% between 1975 and 2005.
Well, you know, on the other hand, I've got figures from the CBO that say that wages and salaries are now the lowest share of GDP since 1929. It's like, you know, dueling figures. I think the average American, though, looks around and says, hey, wait a minute, I'm not doing as good as I was doing 15, 20 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, people could raise a family with a single income.
Well, I'm sympathetic to that problem, certainly, but the solution to it isn't to simply shift money around from some people to other people.
Why don't we just go back to the taxation system we had under Eisenhower? He was all in favor of it. He was a Republican. It worked very well.
Well, it's not so clear that it worked all that well. I mean,
it built the American middle class.
Economists who've studied the income tax system think it's responsible for reducing our incomes by about 10%. Currently, that is. And I don't...
How are we going to pay for the infrastructure of governance that we all agree we want if we don't pay taxes?
Oh, I'm all in favor of paying taxes for infrastructure. I'm not so much in favor of paying taxes to have money taken from the taxpayers and given to other people, and that's 60% of the federal budget.
Okay, Dr. Edgar Browning, professor of economics at Texas A&M, his new book, Stealing from Each Other. Dr. Browning, thanks for the discussion.
Thank you.
Appreciate your dropping by. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The White House calls it real progress. I'm Rita Foley. The president and other G8 leaders endorsed the idea of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050. But the World Wildlife Fund and other environmentalists say that's too long to wait.
What we need to see to really begin to address climate change is urgent action happening now.
Authorities across the country want you to know you should talk to your children about dating abuse. They're particularly concerned about abuse among tweens and teens. Jane Randall is a spokeswoman for the effort.
These kinds of teen dating abuse issues are just not on parents' radar screens. Or if they hear some of it from the kids, again, they don't think it's their own kids.
A court-appointed psychologist says Christy Brinkley should get custody of her two youngest children. He said that at the Long Island divorce trial of Brinkley and architect Peter Cook. The children are 10 and 13. The first hurricane of the Atlantic season has dropped to a Category 2 storm. Forecasters put the storm center southeast of Bermuda. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Cancer, it's a frightening word, especially when they tell you your only option is chemotherapy. Well, I am a different kind of doctor. I treat cancer naturally, with treatments that have been successfully used for decades and get you feeling better and stronger again in the process. The great majority of my patients who stick with this program go into remission, or improve and stabilize, or are on their way there. Many of my cancer patients continue working at their jobs while getting treatment. One of my patients rides his bicycle several hours a day. A few others frequently go hiking in the mountains. These are cancer patients who are right now getting their cancer treatment from me. My name is Dr. Colleen Huber. I am a naturopathic medical doctor, a physician licensed here in Arizona to treat cancer and other diseases, and at my medical office, we do treat cancer naturally. Here's how. Dr. Linus Pauling was the only person in history to be awarded two solo Nobel Prizes. His work with vitamin C and cancer was groundbreaking 4 decades ago. These days, we use much higher doses of vitamin C intravenously. In total, we use up to a dozen different natural cancer fighters with each patient, tailored to specific individual needs. And we do work with local oncologists. I am Dr. Colleen Huber, and the doctors in my medical office are here to help you defeat cancer. Call 480-839-2800. That's 480-839-2800. Or visit our website, natureworksbest.com. And I repeat, and this is the truth, natureworksbest.com.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite. From steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. 5-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I don't think Jesus ever said that there is an increased chance of an attack from the terrorists if you don't follow me.
And nobody ever asks, where would Jesus drill? He would never say, render unto ExxonMobil all the outer continental shelf. You know, I just don't recall that anywhere, you know, in my Bible. So, you know, I don't think Jesus believed an attack would be a big advantage for him.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Here's the radical concept. Let me just lay this out. This is what makes people like Rush Limbaugh crazy. And then we'll pick up your phone calls at 866-303-2270. And that is that, yes, redistributing income, redistributing wealth beyond a certain point is a healthy thing for society. We actually used to have a social consensus about that. Americans used to agree on that. Dwight Eisenhower, the Republican president, agreed on it. The Republican Congress, by and large, agreed on it. That there is a certain point where when individuals start amassing wealth beyond a certain point, that it introduces into society disequilibriums, that they become, as Thomas Jefferson said, a threat to a free state. They have so much power and wealth that they can influence government, that they can influence policy, that they can buy essentially towns, that they can buy elections, that they can get ballot initiatives on in states, that they can change laws, that they become a force unto themselves, and that's not a good thing. And so when we saw that happen in the United States, and it first started happening in the 1860s, the first 50, 60, 70 years of this country, we didn't have that kind of wealth. And it happened during the robber baron era after the Civil War, and the robber barons started to emerge, and that kind of wealth rose up, and we saw these dynastic families emerge, the Mellons and the Rockefellers and the Goulds, the railroad families and whatnot. And Teddy Roosevelt said there's something fundamentally wrong with this, and put into place an inheritance tax. And then Franklin Roosevelt came along, FDR, and said, you know, let's say if you're going to earn $3.2 million in today's dollars, no problem. You make more than that, and at that point we're saying, you know, you really don't need more than $3.2 million a year to live, so you're going to pay a 90% income tax beyond that. And the result wasn't that people stopped working, and the result wasn't that they stopped making businesses. In fact, during that period of time, from that 91% tax, from 1935 till 1963, and then 71% up until 1980 with Reagan, so we might as well say from the 30s until the 80s, we saw the emergence of very, very few, I can frankly think of none, dynastic families, huge dynastic wealth. But what we did see was the emergence of a strong and powerful and broadly based middle class. And then Reagan did away with that progressive taxation and said, no, it's a wonderful thing if you have billionaires in America and multi-billionaires in America. That's a fine thing. That shows how rich we all are. And what happened? We've all gotten poorer. And I'll just say it right up front. I am all in favor of redistributing wealth above a certain point. I think below that point, I think, you know, for the working people, the average working people in the United States, we should pay our way, as it were. I mean, we should be paying taxes that basically cover the cost of health care in the commons. But for the very, very wealthy among us, there should be taxes. You're not going to hear any politicians say this. There should be taxes that say, okay, above that point, you know, that money is going to go to build the society. And that's how it was in this country until Reagan came along, and that's how it still is in most of the rest of the developed world, even though most Americans don't realize it. 866-303-2270, our number. Bill in Milwaukee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Bill. Tom, I always listen to your program. I really enjoy you for the information you give and how well-informed you are, and I really feel like I gained things. What I really wanted to say is that my 1 year anniversary for retiring was July 3rd, was my last day of working, 2007. And I was able to retire at 58 years old. Because I had a union job, because I owned my own home and had it paid for, a home that I was able to buy on my own in 1977 on a warehouseman's wage.
Yeah.
And I also have a defined benefit pension. That was what enabled me to also retire.
Which means you'll get a fixed amount of money for the rest of your life, no matter how long
and
that
it was,
is.
And it was a significant amount. Improvements that were made through negotiations and multipliers, some of which I didn't understand. During that time, I was able to buy the home, buy a boat, a nice ski boat, a motorcycle, take trips to Hawaii, and do all these things and pay cash as a working person, blue collar.
Right.
And subsequent to that, people that came on in recent years where I was working in this union warehouse job, those people, they can't afford to buy homes with the money they're making. In fact, one of the guys is in his late 30s, no, 40, and he's making over $20 an hour, has a good benefit package, although it's always threatened at each negotiation because of the rising costs. And with a good union job, making over $20 an hour, with comprehensive health care, is in a position with on his income, with the cost of housing now relative to wages, he can't afford to buy a home.
Yeah.
When I bought my home, it was like about $40,000. And the interest rate then, by the way, was on the way going up. And I had to pay like 9% interest.
Yeah.
But even then, the payments were minuscule. In fact, I didn't understand the idea economically of paying more than just the amount that I could pay more on the principal. I could have paid my house off sooner. But I didn't grasp that. I just grasped, having fun.
Yeah. I get it, Bill. And the bottom line, and this is why I opened the opening chapter of my book, Screwed, is all about my dad, whose story was very similar to yours. He worked for 40 years in a tool and die shop in a union shop. And because he worked in a union shop, he was able to raise four boys, put us through school to the extent that any of us were able and willing to do so, which is a whole other thing. We had health insurance our entire lives, good Blue Cross Blue Shield back when the state of Michigan required health insurance companies to be not-for-profit companies, and the hospitals were all not-for-profit hospitals by law. And we had—I mean, I remember doctors coming to the house in the 50s and 60s. They made house calls. He retired on a pension. My mother is still getting some of that pension. My dad died 2 years ago. That was the American dream, and that American dream—and Bill, thank you for the call—that American dream has vanished. It's now called the European dream, and now in Europe, this is called neoliberalism, or we call it conservative economic policies or Reaganomics, is creeping across Europe, and now like Sarkozy, in France is going after the same thing. It's just, the attack. Well, here, for example, this is from today's Wall Street Journal, front page of the Wall Street Journal. On a recent morning, Jacqueline Sermont and her husband Guy, 77-year-old retired construction worker, headed for their daily mud wrap. The spa's rheumatism cures, thermal baths, and 13-minute deep tissue massage are all covered by France's national health care insurance. Transportation and lodging are too. They take good care of us here, said Mrs. Sermont, a frail 76-year-old with dyed red hair. Yeah, but Sarkozy wants to do away with that. It is nuts. Brad in Miami, Florida, listening on Wins. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Hey, I agree with that caller before, is that, man, you are very impressive with your knowledge of what goes on in America. And I tell you, I am for redistributing the wealth, but taking some airbags, money like Rush Limbaugh, and redistribute it to someone like you who really, deserve it.
Yeah, at what point? I mean, how many private planes do you need? How many houses do you need? John McCain has 8 houses. I mean, at what point do you say, okay, wait a minute, this is starting to look like a sickness. This is starting to look like mental illness.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And it's just an acute lack of concern for the other 300 million people that are around them.
Right. And not just the... Yeah, exactly. Well said, Brad. Thank you very much. And not just the other 300 million people. Consider worldwide. The top 1% of the world's population, that's 37 million adults with a net worth of just over $500,000. That top 1% own 40% of all the wealth in the world. The 50% of the world's population owns only 1.1% of the world's wealth. Rich in Connecticut. Hey, Rich.
Hey. The issue of how much you pay in taxes is really irrelevant if the government, and that's state, local, and federal, continue to grow at a much higher rate than the economy in general.
Depends on what they're doing.
Well, no. If you look at it, even if you balance the budget, if the government grows at 8% a year and the economy grows at only 4%, if you stretch out the timeline to 80 years from now, your entire check that you take.
Right, you got a disaster. No, but Rich, consider this. When the government was growing in the 30s and early 40s, mostly through, well, let's take the 30s as an example. When the government was growing, principally through building bridges and dams and schools and hospitals and roads, that growth, that government growth, staged, it was a staging area for the growth of industry throughout the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. We're still using those bridges and roads and dams that were built in the 30s with a massive expansion of government. On the other hand, the Soviet Union isn't a relevant case here. On the other hand, when Reagan spent trillions of dollars, borrowed money, by the way, on Star Wars, or when Bush spends hundreds of billions of dollars dropping bombs on Iraqis, that kind of government growth is destructive to us because it doesn't produce any positive benefit.
Well, the European Union and Japan have very similar problems with the rate of growth of their deficits. Their deficits as a proportion of their economies are just as bad as ours.
Not right across the board, but yes, in some cases, and it's because they're embracing neoliberalism. It's because ever since Thatcher and Reagan, there's been this fad all across the world among the developed countries to embrace this neoliberalism, which we call Reaganomics, conservative economic policies. Let's cut taxes on rich people. Let's cut taxes on corporations. Let's let corporations play one off against the other. Corporations in the 1950s paid 35% of the total tax load for this country. Now it's 7%. What's wrong with that picture? You and I are paying the rest. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample 4 issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
Jody here. And I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Man and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Man and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like
drinking liquid heaven or something. As great. Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. It's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You call your sweetie on the phone. There's breathing on the line. Don't worry, that's the NSA. I'm so lonesome I could spy.
It's the NSA.
Don't bother me with FISA, of course. I haven't got the time. Well, I bet.
You could spy?
Why can't the people trust in me? I'm such a stand-up guy. Just ask Mallory Blaine and Joe Wilson. I'm so lonesome I could spy.
Hello.
Hey, baby. What are you doing?
Just lying here thinking about you.
I can hear you breathing.
That's not me.
That's not me. Oh, love it. Welcome back. Irish. You know, this is going to sound crazy, but it's true. The first 6 months after we started doing this show 6 years ago, on a fairly regular basis, I would hear loud breathing on my phone, and it wasn't me and it wasn't the person I'm talking to. There it is. What can you say? 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Peggy in Los Angeles listening on K-Talk. Hey, Peggy.
Hi, I just wanted to make the comment, I do professional genealogy, and I keep hearing these people who want to go back to basically the time of Dickens and the yeah. time of the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages.
The robber baron era, anyway.
Yeah, no, they really want to go back to having this really rich people and everybody else is really poor. Mm-hmm. What they forget is the reason that we have half of what we have right now is because the middle class had the pocketbooks to help the rich pay for innovations to happen, like in medicine. If you can't spread the cost of a lot of things over a lot of people, the rich didn't really live that well in those days. There were no improvements on things, nothing. And really, the middle class is really important to the rich, and they don't seem to get that.
Right.
Because if they go back to a two-class society, they're going to have all the bad things that you see in Dickens, which is diseases going through because people can't care for things, a lot more theft from poverty. They don't realize that the middle class is as important to the rich in having their life be really good. And the other thing is the rich have a lot of money doesn't mean that the middle class can't have a reasonable life too. Because like I was saying, they improve the life of the rich. They work.
Right. But at a certain point, it does become a zero sum game. And not to say that it always is. I mean, obviously the system has some elasticity built into it. But what we see over time is that when you have, and we, certainly we've seen three large cycles of this in the history of the United States, when you have a relatively egalitarian tax system and you have a large and strong middle class, it always coincides with high taxes on the very, very rich, whether it's inheritance taxes or income taxes or both. On the other hand, when you have very low taxes on the very, very rich and you have explosions of wealth among a very small elite, you see a substantial decrease in the middle class and an increase in the working poor. And you know, you can see that all around the world. You can see that in any country. It's just it is at a certain level a zero-sum game. But Peggy, your point is absolutely right. And I think that, and thank you for the call. I think a lot of these people just think that, well, they'll just live in their gated community and everything will be fine and we'll just get armed guards to walk around the perimeter. Sorry. You know, ultimately, you know, the TB down the street doesn't care whether you've got an armed guard or not. You know, that person sneezing or spitting on the street is going to get you. Ivana in Maine. Hey, Ivana, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I love your program.
Thank you.
I used to live in Denmark, and I lived there since I was 18 years old. And this guest of yours, doctor, surprised me by having so little knowledge about European countries.
Mm-hmm.
Denmark maybe is not producing a lot of goods, but they do have know-how that's how they keep being prosperous because of their know-how. And the know-how they are getting through public education.
Right, yeah, exactly. And that's a great point. And that's one of the great equalizers, and it's one of the great agents of social mobility, is that you can go all the way to a PhD, and not only is it a free education, but the government even gives you a stipend to go to college. Ivana, thank you very much for the call and your contribution to the show. Tim in Detroit, Michigan, listening on WDTW. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Recently I read in Forbes that approximately 10 million people in the world are millionaires. And
right.
that figure struck me for several reasons. Well, one is that I think with that much of a concentration in wealth, you can do a lot of damage. Not necessarily a lot of good. You can, for example, buy governments. You can, of course, spend on war. You know, a lot of these people are defense contractors or private contractors. We have a lot of intelligence now that's farmed out to private contractors. And as a result, a lot of the rich effectively become cut off from the people and make a lot of money and make a lot of policies endemic to the people. And as a result, the concentration of wealth being very pyramidal in nature is very destructive, not just to humans, but also the planet.
Yeah. And also, $1 million ain't what it used to be. I mean, the fact of the matter is that there are middle-class Americans right now who have $1 million in assets between, say, you know, $200,000-$300,000 in a house and a couple $100,000 in a 401k and whatever. They may actually, on paper, be a millionaire. One serious illness, and they're wiped out. You know,
sure.
they think that they're going to have enough money to retire on. I'm sorry, $1 million ain't what it used to be. You can rack up $1 million in hospital bills in a year or so with a serious illness, you know, with cancer, something like that. I've seen it.
But the pyramid also gets much steeper at the top, too. For example, if you're a billionaire, you can withstand a lot of things.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why, you know, you said there's 10 million millionaires in the world. I think that we really need to be looking at the number of billionaires in the world. And that's in the tens of thousands at the very most, maybe just thousands. Yeah. And that's the real concentration of wealth. And that's where the wealth becomes pathological. That's where, you know, where it becomes, as Jefferson talked about, a threat to the free state. And that concentration of wealth, Tim, thanks for the call. That concentration of wealth is the kind of thing that John McCain wants to maintain. He thinks it's a fine thing. In fact, he'd like, well, of course, he's worth $100 million, and he has 8 houses. And for some reason, they don't think he's an elitist. Whereas Barack Obama, who just finally paid off his college loans, he's an elitist? I don't get this. Maybe Ronnie Deutsch can fill us in, who wants to talk about this. RonnieDeutsch.com. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
We know you. You want stock quotes. You want them in real time. You want them free. CNBC is your direct connection to the NYSE and the NASDAQ for the most accurate, free, real-time quotes on the web or mobile. CNBC.com. Anywhere, anytime, in real time. The most accurate, free, real-time quotes on the web or your mobile device, direct from the NYSE and the NASDAQ, are on CNBC.com.
At Napa Auto Parts, we know you want to keep your engine looking just as good as it runs. That's why we've got the world's number one selling engine degreaser for only $1.99 a can. Stop in today for Gunk Engine Bright or Gunk Foamy Engine Bright and remove tough grease and grime from practically any engine. They're just $1.99 each, and you can save even more with a $1 mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff!
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480. KPHX, Phoenix.
KP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A lot of kids say dating is abusive, and some of them are as young as 11 and 12. Rhode Island Attorney General Patrick Lynch says something needs to be done.
It is a scourge, and it's happening at stunningly high numbers and volumes to young people with horrible results.
More talk about a timetable for the withdrawal of American forces, this time from Iraq's national security advisor.
The comments are the strongest yet from an Iraqi official about the security deal being negotiated with Washington. But Wafiq al-Rubai says Iraq won't accept any deal that doesn't have specific dates for a U.S. pullout. President Bush has said repeatedly he's against any withdrawal timetable. But with violence at its lowest level in 4 years, Iraqi leaders have been increasingly confident and have recently sharpened their public stance considerably over the negotiations. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Afghan officials claim they have evidence that foreigners were behind a massive suicide bombing against India's embassy in Kabul, but a spokesman for NATO is not going that far.
I don't want to contest the government. They may have their own sources, but we're unclear as to the sourcing or the origin of this attack at the present.
That bombing killed 41 people and wounded 150 others. The winds are starting to pick up again in California. Gusting winds during the night blew flames across fire lines in the Sequoia National Forest east of Bakersfield. And north of Sacramento, hundreds of residents are leaving a small town after an immediate evacuation was ordered. Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies, have a little bit more work to do. The government is upgrading its crash test program for new cars and trucks to give consumers better information about vehicle safety. The new system will include new front-end tests and will simulate a vehicle striking a pole sideways. Jesse Helms is being laid to rest today in Raleigh, North Carolina. Among those expected to attend the funeral is Vice President Cheney. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 47. This is AP Radio News. World leaders have now endorsed cutting world emissions of greenhouse gases in half by 2050. Keith Allitt with the World Wildlife Fund says that's a step forward, but still not far enough.
Overall, the G8 approach to climate change is like a slow bicycle race. We are running out of time to solve the climate crisis. Global emissions need to be put on a downward path within a decade.
The world's major nations are calling on all major economies to join together to slow the potentially dangerous rise in world temperatures. Who you vote for may come down to which candidate has the pets you like. AP's Bryant Thomas has the latest survey on the candidates and their pets.
The new AP Yahoo News poll finds that pet owners favor McCain 42-37% over Barack Obama. Here's why. Obama doesn't have a pet at home, but McCain has a menagerie, including two dogs, two turtles, two cats, a ferret, three parakeets, and a bunch of fish.
But Barack Obama has promised his daughters a dog after the election. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by SRP. Turn off your sprinklers when it rains to avoid unnecessary watering. For more ways we can all conserve water indoors and out, visit srpnet.com/water advice.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicle, or your business. What would you do without your home, your auto, or your business? Could you afford the cost of a fire, theft, or a flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or an underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings or employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency, 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, invested in our community, with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
The Jeff Farias Show.
How many times have we heard from the right wing about, you know, big government? You know, they're against big government unless you're scared, and they're the biggest government you could ever imagine, the biggest, scariest, with this crazy old yellow teeth old man in front of it shaking his fist against a green screen yelling into the night.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The true people's radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, that's me. 6 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Ronnie Deutsch is with us. Ronnie Deutsch, the experienced tax attorney, founder of the nation's largest law firm dedicated to resolving IRS-backed cases, tax cases, and now the largest tax resolution law firm in the country, RONIDEUTCH.com, RonnieDeutsch.com. Hey, Ronnie.
Good morning, Tom.
Great to have you with us. You've been blogging on your blog over at ronniedeutsch.blogspot.com about John McCain and his taxes. And, you know, when your folks originally contacted us, the message that we got was that you wanted to come on and speak on behalf of McCain's tax perspective. But it doesn't quite, from reading your blog, I'm not quite getting that. What are your thoughts on this?
Thank you so much for having me, first of all, Tom. My thoughts are pretty simple. What I like about McCain is that he does not want to come in and raise taxes. I like that, especially now when you look at the economy and look at what do we need to do and how do we stimulate the economy. What else do I like about McCain? I like the
Let's just pause here with that for a moment. So you're suggesting that oil should go to $300 a barrel, because if we don't raise taxes and we continue with a $10, $12, $14, $16 trillion debt, the value of the dollar is going to continue to drop.
Well, again, you and I are talking about oil, all right? We know we have an oil issue.
No, I'm talking about the dollar.
Okay, well, we know the dollar is going to rebound eventually, Tom. I mean, look at the cycles of our dollar. We know right now we're an all-time low, but we know post-election is always a bump on our dollar.
But how can the dollar rebound when we've got a debt right now? I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan in 8 years ran up more debt than every president from George Washington to Jimmy Carter combined. I mean, these guys over the last 30 years have borrowed more money than we used to, even in real dollars, inflation-adjusted dollars, than we used to fight the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Spanish-American War, and the Vietnam War combined. And that's what's destroying our dollar, along with the fact that we no longer manufacture anything in the United States because of these insane trade policies. We're not generating wealth in this country. We're just saying, would you like fries with that? How can the dollar rebound?
Okay, but go on. Everybody wants fries with that, Tom. You and I know that whatever president is elected, they're going to inherit a $1 trillion deficit. We already know that, Tom.
No, a debt, not a deficit.
Okay, we know we're going to have issues with the economy. We know we do right now. What I want to focus on is how can we look at taxes to turn something around, to stimulate a little bit, Tom, and that's what I like about McCain. Hey, you like Obama's policy, but I want to just interject here that if McCain is elected, you're right. The oil people are going to make billions more dollars. Okay, I get it, Tom, but we've also got to look at the millions and millions of corporations out there that will pay less in corporate taxes. Let's look at here in America what you and I have to do. We've got to lower corporate taxes.
Why?
Obama's not going to do
why?
That.
Wait a minute, Ronnie. Corporations in the 1950s, when things were going along pretty strong, we were the largest industrial economy in the world. The United States was the world's largest creditor. We were the largest manufacturer of manufactured goods, the largest exporter of manufactured goods on Earth, in the history of the planet, in the 1950s. We had a top marginal tax rate of 91%, and corporations were paying 35% of all total federal income tax receipts. Right now, we have become the largest importer of finished goods in the world. We're the largest exporter of raw materials, which is the definition of a third world country. We are no longer the world's largest creditor. We are now the world's largest debtor after 30 years of Reaganomics and McCainomics. We have gone from being essentially a first world country to a third world country, and we're seeing the ability of people to average middle class people to actually even have a life just wiped out. How can more of that be a good thing?
But remember, we didn't have instant text messages, Tom. We didn't have a fax machine. We didn't have cell phones. Everything you're talking about historically, let's you and I talk about today, right? Middle class Americans are going to be fine under McCain's policy.
No, but my point, Ronnie, that you're not addressing, the corporations were paying 35% of the total taxes in the United States in the 1950s. They're now paying 7% of our total taxes. We have a 35% top corporate tax rate, which is one of the higher ones in the industrialized world, but no corporations pay that tax rate. And then on top of that, you've got all these corporations like Halliburton that just say, to hell with it, we're going to reincorporate in Dubai and pay no taxes.
And again, Tom, I'm sitting here saying to you, yeah, we've got tax havens, we've got tax shelters, we've got tax loopholes, we've got special interest groups. Yes, Tom, we have a major tax crisis. You're saying, Ronnie, if McCain is elected, all the bad is going to keep on going. And I come back and say, Tom, I'm trying to simplify it and say I disagree respectfully. I truly believe that there are plenty of corporations that pay their fair share at 35%, Tom. And what about...
Name one.
Wait, what about the people getting the dividends? What about us on the other end, Tom? Obama wants to raise that to 35%.
Okay, that's a great question. So, Ronnie, you're suggesting to me that somebody who earns their living by showing up at the office should pay a top tax rate of, what is it, 35% right now, 36%?
I absolutely believe that the wealthy should pay their fair share.
You're the tax expert. 35%. Okay, so somebody who earns their living showing up at the office, or somebody who earns their living out building roads, you know, they're out there on the highway pouring concrete or whatever, they should pay 35%. But somebody who earns their living sitting on their butt around the pool waiting for the dividend check to arrive in the mail, they should pay a maximum income tax rate of 15%, which is what it is right now under the Bush tax cuts. That's what you're defending?
Tom, yes, I am defending that we need...
How can you defend that?
You're asking me. Let me finish, Tom. I am defending that platform, yes, because if we as Americans, it's not just the guy digging ditches, it's everyone across the board who can afford to have those dividends, Tom. I want them to pay less in taxes so they'll keep investing, Tom. They'll keep investing. They'll have money to reinvest. What, do they want to buy a home? What do they want to do with that money? Send their kids to college? Tom, if taxes remain low... Lower income, middle income, and we keep it fair for the wealthy, Tom. Then we can stimulate the economy.
Let's keep it fair for the wealthy and screw the working people?
Tom, I'm not saying to screw the working people. I'm saying under...
What you're saying is that capital is more important than labor, that people who earn their living with capital should only pay a 15% income tax, and people who earn their living by labor should pay a top 35% income tax. And I don't see how you can call that fair.
But, Tom, the people that are making the money, that are investing in our economy, are the risk takers that are putting...
I'm sorry, the people who are making our economy are the workers. They're the ones who are productive. They're the ones who are producing the goods and services that drive this economy. Just because somebody had enough money to start a business doesn't mean that they're contributing to the economy. It's the people who work for them who are making the economy.
And, Tom, don't you think McCain's platform is going to benefit the lower income and the middle income?
No.
Working their butts up? It is going to benefit them, Tom. He's not raising taxes.
No, he's going to borrow from their children.
You believe they'll borrow from their children?
Well, that's what he's doing. That's what they're doing right now. You know, we've got a $10 trillion debt. That's on a credit card that my children and grandchildren are going to have to pay off. And yours, too.
Okay, but step back now.
Obama and McCain wants to continue the same thing.
Hey, but Obama wants to keep taxes low for lower income and keep taxes low for middle income. So does McCain. How do you differentiate that?
Well,
Obama's saying the same thing as McCain. Obama
wants to raise taxes on the very wealthy so that we can have the balanced budget. We had a balanced budget in the last 2 years of the Clinton administration. I would much rather pay a little more in taxes and have the Clinton economy than have the situation that we have right now with regard to taxes and the situation we have right now with regard to the economy. It's real
but
simple.
Time out, Tom. I'm making a point about what you're saying. You're saying, Ronnie, look at the people that are working, Ronnie. They're the people that deserve these breaks. And I'm coming back and saying to you, Tom, with both candidates, both of the middle income and lower income are going to get their tax breaks. Where you and I differ, Tom, is on the top levels. I differ and disagree with you.
Ronnie, how can you say that people, average people, are getting a tax break when in their names, debt is being accumulated? Right now, every working family in America owes $115,000 to the rest of the world as their share of our national debt. That's four times what it was when Ronald Reagan came into office.
Okay, what if McCain came in and did something about our tax gap, Tom? What if the guy was able to regenerate the $345 billion that's missing from the IRS? Let you and I talk.
It's a drop in the bucket.
Tom, it's a major bucket changer, though. If we get $345
billion, that's only half of just the deficit that George Bush is going to run up this year.
But time out, Tom. We could get that every year is what I'm trying to say to you. It's not a one-year path. Go get your $345 billion. If McCain goes in here and does the things he says he's going to do, Tom,
we'll be deeper in debt.
No, Tom, we got a chance of getting our $345 billion year after year from the IRS, which is going down the black hole that Obama is not addressing. Yes, of course, we've got this huge $115,000. I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm looking for the solutions, Tom, as it relates to the IRS.
Okay, people can read all about it. Ronnie, I'm sorry we're out of time, but you know, I appreciate your coming on, and boy, you give as good as you get. I really honor that. Ronnie Deutsch, RONIDEUTCH.com is the website. Thanks, Ronnie. Ronnie, for being with us.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. 16 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Get the good!
These days, the fastest thing on the road is the rising price at the pump. And when it comes to gas mileage, what you get out of your car depends on what you put into it. Napa Auto Parts can help you get the most out of every gallon with Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $2.19 per quart. Quaker State oils are designed with advanced friction fighters to help increase fuel economy and engine reliability. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good!
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
KPHX listeners. My name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with FreePoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation, and retirement spending plans. We offer risk-free investments with market-like returns, and we get your money working for you. Call me at 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember, 602-505-2464. And advertising is not so much about the medium you choose, but the people you reach. That's why I advertise with KPHX. I have found KPHX listeners to be good quality people that I have enjoyed working with and getting to know. And as a result, my business has more than doubled. So if you're serious about growing your business and getting to know a great group of people, then you have to advertise on KPHX Radio. So give them a call.
To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Buying a good used car can be a nightmare, but not at Consolidated Auto Sales. At Consolidated Auto Sales, they carefully choose the best cars based on quality, dependability, and price, and then pass the savings on to you. Family-owned and operated, Consolidated's been selling cars for 65 years in the same location since 1942. Call 602-258-6071. Don't just buy a pre-owned car. Buy from a dealership with honesty, integrity, and longevity. Drive by to see the good guys at Consolidated Auto Sales in the heart of Phoenix, right on the price and right on the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren. Or shop online at ConsolidatedAuto.com or call 602-258-6071. That's 602-258-6071.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Ferry is at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Okay, here's another song down memory lane with GW, that's me, and the Carlisle Group. Here we go. They are saying that I knew and that I lied to you. But I'm not the only one hiding smoking guns. We blow smoke in your eyes.
Yeah, we're sort of noticing that, George.
Cause you get news from your TV and they cover up for me. They don't ask why towers fell, cause we pay them really well to blow smoke in your eyes.
Indeed. Well, thank you, George. Thank you very much. 22 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Strange things going on out there in the world. In this case, in San Francisco, the poor Republican Party. I mean, this is just sad. 10,000 signatures turned in to get on the ballot in November, renaming. Now, this is the... this is a proposal from the Presidential Memorial Commission of San Francisco. They want to switch the name of the Oceanside Water Pollution Control Plant to the George W. Bush Sewage Plant.
The chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party has promised to fight the measure if it makes the ballot. But the people calling for this say it's a fitting tribute to the outgoing chief executive and the mess he'll leave behind. Brian McConnell, a member of the group that was formed after friends came up with the renaming idea, said, "We think it's important to remember our leaders in the right historical context. In President Bush's case, we think that we will be cleaning up a substantial mess for the next 10 to 20 years. The sewage treatment facility's job is to clean up a mess, so we think it's a fitting tribute. The mess, as supporters see the plan, includes the aftermath of the Iraq War, neglect of domestic economic issues, and so on." Anyhow, call by the Associated Press to White House press officials was not returned. Can you imagine the Republicans fighting to keep a sewage plant from being named the George W. Bush Memorial Sewage Plant? I love it. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number today. What a time. I mean, this is, in my opinion, the major point of cleavage between Barack Obama and John McCain. The one everyone talks about is the Iraq War, and obviously that's a huge one. It plays into the economy. But even beyond that, I think, frankly, John McCain has figured out that the Iraq War ain't all that great a thing. And in all probability, he will, well, God only knows what he'll do. You wonder sometimes. But the economy, this is an area where we're talking about fundamentally different core beliefs about how things should be. You've got John McCain, the elitist with eight mansions around the United States, and over $100 million in the bank, the elitist John McCain, and you got Barack Obama, who just finally paid off his college loans. And for some reason, the corporate media in the United States wants to call him an elitist. Tell me why that is. Well, perhaps because their interests are not served so much by him as they are by John McCain, but nonetheless. We'll continue with this conversation here on the phone. Pat in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on WTKG. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to know if you had any idea. Every time you have one of these conservatives on that says, if you raise the taxes on the rich, they're not going to invest their money because it's not going to be worth it. What are they going to do with their money?
Right. Well, A, they will invest it, but B, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing that most people don't get. If I take, let's say that I was able to magically manufacture, let's say that I, in the backyard of my house, if I had a backyard, my backyard's actually a river. I live on the water, in the water, our house floats inside. But let's say I had a backyard and I dug down and I found, a big pile of gold, and all of a sudden I've got $1 million worth of gold, and I take it down and I convert it to dollars, and what am I going to do with that? I go down and I say, okay, I'm going to invest in the American economy. I buy $100,000 or $1 million, say it's $1 million worth of gold, I buy $1 million worth of stock. Whether it's ExxonMobil or Apple or IBM, it doesn't matter, I buy $1 million worth of stock. What does that do? All that does is I didn't put $1 million into ExxonMobil or IBM or General Motors by doing that. I simply put $1 million into the pockets of some other stockholder who decided to sell his stock. And if he sold it at a profit, by the way, he's only going to pay a maximum of 15% income because it's a capital gain. And if he lost money, he can deduct it from his income taxes. Try doing that with the loss of, the barbecue set that you bought or something like that. I mean, this is where it is so skewed. People investing in the stock market are not stimulating our economy. And people just don't get it. Pat, thank you for your call. This is such a core concept. When a business starts, the initial investors who put in the money, they're the ones who fund that business. Beyond that, when you buy stock in a company, you're not giving a penny to that company. You're not supporting ExxonMobil if you buy ExxonMobil stock, unless you can buy enough of it to drive up the value of the stock so that the executives can sell off their stock options. But the money is not going to ExxonMobil. It's going to some other stockholder. Once that stock has been issued and it's out in the market, it's simply a game. It's simply going around in a circle. So to say, well, we've got to make sure that the wealthy have more wealth so that they can invest it, it's not helping the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When to leave, I'm Ed Donahue. Iraq's national security advisor says his country will insist on a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal.
Wafiq al-Rabai says Iraq won't accept any deal that doesn't have specific dates for a U.S. pullout. President Bush has said repeatedly he's against any withdrawal timetable.
Sagar Magani, hot and dry weather has returned to parts of California. It threatens to take back some of the gains made by fire crews battling wildfires. The National Transportation Safety Board says confusing highway signs and driver error are to blame for a bus crash in Atlanta last year that killed five college baseball players from Ohio. Some top legal officials, like Rhode Island Attorney General Patrick Lynch, are launching an effort to stop dating abuse of tweens and teens.
While we try to romantically think of our kids being fine, the scourge of domestic violence is very much a part, sadly, of so many of their lives that we need to talk about it.
Jim Mouth Purell is in the middle of his attempt to set a world record by sitting in all 92,542 seats at the Rose Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This
This is Howard Shanker. I'm running for Congress in Arizona Congressional District 1. It's the seat where the incumbent, Rick Renzi, was just indicted on 35 federal criminal counts. I'm running to restore trust and integrity in our government. We don't need career politicians. We need advocates and people who are willing to fight for what's right. I've been endorsed by the Progressive Democrats of America and Congressman Grijalva. Please help me take back our country.
Let's put a true progressive in Congress. Go to www.shanker2008.com and make a donation today. Paid for by Shanker for Congress 2008.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
And now, a news editor at a major network.
I'm thinking we need five more stories talking about how the Republican senator from Arizona is not conservative enough. Hey, look, the right wing hates him. And we need to get that out there, I think. Because I'm not sure if you noticed, but the right wing really doesn't get a lot of media exposure. They don't get their fair shake. And it's my job to let America know what these people are thinking. Because to say what you want about them, but the right wing knows how to pick presidents. They really do. I mean, the last guy they gave us, he was the bomb.
1480 KPHX.
In more ways than one. Yeah, I get it. Very funny.
The wrench in the right-wing noise machine.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So that's how it is. That's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains. It's done closed down along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. Dust devils dance in the noonday heat. There's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
Tragically, increasingly, that's how it is. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. 866-303-2270, our number, TomHartman.com. If you want to drop in, and AirAmerica.com, drop into our live chat room or participate in the blog or our message board. Let's see here. Ken in Cypress, California. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I know you're doing great. I'm a little perturbed. You were talking to Ronnie, and my concern with you know, though I appreciate hearing the other side, Ronnie's just too young to have a conversation with.
What?
she just doesn't understand history, and if she was to go back and study history instead of economics, she would understand that she, you know, needs to learn a little bit more and maybe talk to some older economics professors instead of thinking she's just the end all and do all and
okay.
Be all of everything.
Well, you know, Ken, you know, your sentiments are appreciated, but you know, Ronnie's not here to defend herself, and she actually, you know, she's a lawyer, a tax lawyer, and runs one of the more substantial tax firms in the country. She's not a kid, and we'll just leave it at that. Rex in Castro Valley. Hey, Rex.
Hello, Mr. Hartman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, compliment you on the program. You all are saying exactly whatever needs to be said. But I'm just saying that there's only one time in history when the sovereignty of the public sector became a reality, and that was during the Roosevelt administration during the Depression years.
Mm-hmm.
But since the Second World War, the private sector has become almost sovereign over the public sector.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the rolling back of the New Deal. I mean, that's what it has always been about through this whole thing, is rolling back the New Deal, undoing the New Deal, and it's an absolute tragedy that the whole goal ever since, I mean, you know, actually it was happening during the New Deal, was to undo the New Deal. I mean, it started, but it really started with Taft-Hartley in 47 when the Republicans got control of the House and Senate, and when they shot down Truman's attempt to have a national health insurance program. And there's been a steady attack on the public sector ever since.
And that's what I'm a little worried about Senator Obama, because he doesn't seem to be saying much about that situation.
Well, we'll see. I think the jury is out for the moment, but I can tell you, Rex, one thing: Senator Obama is one hell of a lot better than John McCain on virtually all of these issues. This is the bottom line, though, from the right's point of view.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
That's really the bottom line. So, John in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, John.
Yeah, hi. Great show. I wanted to talk about tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about the hypocrisy it's given when by conservatives or whoever, when tax dollars are paid by average Americans, and they have a right to expect the health services and education in return. And I wanted to talk about defense. And I'd like to put aside the military expenditures. I'll even put aside Blackwater. And I want to look at for a moment the billions of dollars in waste associated with the reconstruction of Iraq. And as a result, nothing comes, virtually small amounts come back to the United States, but billions in oil revenue are given over to the big oil. Mm-hmm. And what do Americans get? We get higher gas prices at the pump, and that means, to me, higher taxes, because we pay taxes on a percentage basis.
Well, and not only that, I don't have the statistics over the last 15 years. I haven't been able to find them anyway. But
right.
At the end of the 1980s, in 1988, 1989, we imported about $10 billion worth of oil from the Middle East.
Absolutely.
We spent about $30 billion protecting those oil supplies. For every dollar we spent at the pump, we spent $3 in taxes for the military that defended that oil, and that does not show up as cost of oil.
Can I make a very quick point?
Sure.
It has nothing to do with the taxes, but it has to do with FISA. You see, when they get into those records, they not only look at candidates, they look at the contributors. And once they get their contributors, they can find dirt on your contributor if you're running for election. And so the intimidation not only goes to the candidate, it goes all the way down the line.
So you're back to my theory yesterday that perhaps the Bush administration has been spying on these guys, particularly since, an interesting point, John, particularly since the media keeps saying and the politicians keep saying Bush started spying on us after 9/11. But the testimony and the record, the testimony of the head of Quest, the one company that said, no, we won't do it, is that Bush approached them in February of 2001. That is within a month after he was appointed to the Supreme Court, to the presidency by the Supreme Court, and said, I want to spy on people illegally. Will you go along with it? And all the other telephone companies said yes, and Quest said no. And none of their other CEOs, and I think you can probably find any of these huge companies that you can dig up some dirt, none of their other CEOs ended up in prison, and the head of Quests did. But in any case, it was February of 2001 that Bush started spying. I would love to see Barack Obama or any other senator get up on the floor of the Senate when this FISA debate comes up, in all probability today or tomorrow, and say, okay, we will give telecom immunity. I mean, obviously, it's going to pass. We're going to do it. But only for those decisions that were made after 9/11. Because that's how it's all being justified. And all of a sudden, you'd see Republicans scurrying for cover like, you know, cockroaches when the light's been turned on. Keith in Pasadena, California. Hey, Keith.
Howdy, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm a tax professional here. I've been working 20 years here in the area, and I wanted to take your back on a few of the things that you were basically saying. The fun and games in terms of the capital tax rules and laws are exactly that. It's a lot of fun and games. The individuals who are actually claiming those, and it's the wealthy. I mean, we're all partially in them in our retirement funds and everything.
Right. Now Keith, let me just pause you for a second for our listeners who may have just tuned in or who don't know what we're talking about. There are two kinds of taxation in the United States right now as a result of the Bush tax policies. It goes back to Reagan tax policies. If you earn your living showing up at an office or, you know, out there, you know, building roads or bridges or something, if you earn your living by the sweat of your brow or the sweat of your muscles, you pay a maximum 35% income tax rate. If you earn your living sitting on your butt around the pool waiting for the dividend check to arrive or a capital gains check to arrive, you pay a maximum 15% income tax. And after $98,000, I think it is, no matter how you earn your income, you pay absolutely no FICA or Social Security taxes. And the conservatives defend this as saying, well, people who are earning their money from capital, they're somehow superior to those of us who work.
Yep, that's... You've said it all. The fun and games is that they're not necessarily all paying up to the 15%. Remember.
Right, because that's graduated.
Yeah, it's graduated going up. And also, the government does not know what the basis in terms of any of these stocks are. So it's stock reporting on tax returns is the biggest honors program that the federal government runs.
Because
you're allowed to use 9 different methods in terms of figuring out exactly what it is. LIFO, last in, first out, FIFO, actual, averaging over 2 different periods of time. You don't actually have to put down exactly what you've paid for those particular stocks. So by using those numbers and manipulating exactly when you've bought the stocks, when you're selling them, you do not have to pay as much in terms of the taxes. So they're not even paying, in a lot of cases, all the way up to the 15%.
Yeah, and I'm in the wrong business.
Now, interestingly enough, Bill Clinton, back with the previous administration, basically, you know, there's an advantage for growing up poor because he understood the difference between tax credits and tax reduction.
Right.
If you are if you are in the 15% bracket and you get a $1,000 tax break, that's only going to translate to $150 into your pocket. When Bill Clinton was in, he basically put tax credits into place, and most of the stuff that's on the second page of the tax return. So educational credits, residential energy credits. Education is the best example. You pay $1,000 in for school, you get $1,000 back in terms of tax.
Right. It's not a deduction. It's an actual dollar-for-dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. So, under this administration, we've had tax tax breaks in terms of the rates. But again, just as you said earlier, most of those have been for the extremely wealthy. And none of them were complaining about how high the taxes were during the Clinton administration. In fact, they were doing extremely well under that. And there was a little bit of conversation about possibly the conservatives backing Hillary Clinton simply because they wanted to bring back the times when they were doing much better.
Right.
So, it's very, very funny how the system works.
Yeah, well said, Keith. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And you know, it's one of the Clinton themes or campaigns, well, could have been and should have been and probably was at various times. You know, I'd be glad to pay the Clinton taxes if I had the Clinton economy. And, for that matter, I'd pay the Eisenhower taxes for the Eisenhower economy. And the Eisenhower taxes were 91%.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Remy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanson Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanson Electric a call. At Evanson Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658, or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Oh, what an excellent point. Well, friend Shelley Drobny, who was the guy who started Air America Radio, actually, and is also worked for the IRS for years and years and years and is a tax expert as well as a venture capitalist, just sent me a note. He says, you want me to chime in on this? He says, historically, when individual taxes were higher on the wealthy, again, as I said, you know, give me the Eisenhower taxes of 91%, the Kennedy taxes of 71%. He says, historically, when individual taxes were higher on the wealthy, the economy is stimulated because the lower income people pay less tax and have more spendable income. See, that's the bottom line, is that what drives an economy is consumer spending. And so if you reduce the taxes, which is what Barack Obama is proposing to do, by the way, reduce or minimize the taxes to working people, then they will spend that money. Spending money, frankly, is much better for the economy than so-called investing money, you know, buying stocks in the stock market. Buying stock in the stock market is simply moving money around from the hands of one investor to another investor. As I pointed out, the money does not end up in the corporation's pocket. It doesn't help the corporation. Eric in Southbridge, Massachusetts, and listening to WHMP. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, hi. I'm an internet listener, and I listen to your show almost every day. I have a solution to the big monetary crisis that we're facing, and also I'd like to call attention to a crisis that no one has mentioned yet, and that is the obsolescence of the Lincoln penny next year. It was started in 1909, and 2009 gives us the opportunity to put George Bush's portrait on it, and a selection and a rotating selection of his most idiotic pronouncements on the back. Now, the advantage of this plan is that, first of all, people wouldn't spend this penny. They'd buy them by the gross to collect them.
Right.
And
well, there's a problem with that, though, Eric, because right now there's more than a penny's worth of copper at a penny.
Well, then we'll make it out of our basest, most worthless metal. Maybe the people at the San Francisco water treatment plant can come up with some sludge or something we can make them out of.
There you go.
But the point is, no, this is such a brilliant thing, because if we did this, 10,000 years from now, people would be digging these out of the ground saying, now there was an idiot.
Yeah, well said. Eric, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Ellen Ratner is with us with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C. Talk Radio News, although, Ellen, you're in, where are you, in Dubai today?
I am in Dubai.
And so what's the news in the world?
Well, first of all, Pfizer was going to come up, as you know, on a vote. Mm-hmm. But they're attending Jesse Helms' funeral today. So there's a reprieve.
Another one-day reprieve. There's a disconnect here, and I would love it if any of your reporters would be able to ask somebody about this in a way that could get it into the public. The story when the head of Verizon was prosecuted, the story that was in the New York Times, I don't have it in front of me, I had it yesterday, was that he asserted under oath that he was approached in February of 2001, in other words, a month after George Bush became president, to spy on people illegally outside of FISA. All of the Republicans are running around saying, and Democrats for that matter, who support, you know, giving telco immunity, say this was a post 9/11, you know, activity. What if a senator were to stand up and say, okay, you guys want immunity, we'll give you immunity for everything you did after 9/11. We can understand the national hysteria, but anything you did before 9/11, no immunity. Because apparently all of this actually started a month after Bush came into office.
Yeah, I just I saw that as well, and I got to tell you, it's shocking. Mm-hmm. But I also know that not in terms of FISA and telecoms, but in terms of national identity cards and that stuff, mm-hmm. the Clinton administration actually tried it, and they had to back down on it. But in private meetings, they were trying to pull that one off.
Yeah. So I know a lot of this stuff is nothing new, and the executive branch grasping for more power is something that goes all the way back to the Adams administration. But nonetheless, we do need to be pushing back. Anyhow, so the FISA bill has been postponed for a day?
For a day, for the Helms funeral. Okay. Now, I'm sure that you have been focusing on talking about the Iraq issue and the fact that we talked yesterday about the status of forces agreement and the fact that when al-Maliki was in UAE in Abu Dhabi, that he was pretty clear. Well, he even said things that are not being reported in the U.S. news, at least not where I have seen. And one of the things that he said is, this means the phenomena of unilateral detention will be over, as well as unilateral operations and immunity. He didn't go into detail, but I think that's about as clear as day. And now, Iraq's security advisor, I believe he was in Karbala today talking to reporters, and he also has insisted on troop withdrawal.
So,
and what's so fascinating about this is you had Brian Whitman saying, well, at the Pentagon, you know, we want to see what happens on the ground. You know, these things tend to be fluid. One of the people at the State Department saying, well, maybe they got the transcript wrong. I mean, he also said very clearly, today we are looking at the necessity of terminating the foreign presence on Iraqi lands and restoring full sovereignty. What else do you need to say?
Right. This is a complete repudiation of Bush and the Bush doctrine and the McCain doctrine, for that matter.
Exactly.
But it's
not going anywhere.
Right, and it's not, and it's by and large not being reported in the United States or not even being seriously discussed. It really is pretty astounding. It really is.
So, so that's what's happening on that front. It's interesting that the United States just shifted their carrier, the Abraham Lincoln, from the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman. Now, they're saying that it's going to support operations in Afghanistan.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Interesting. Well, Afghanistan seems to be falling apart, so that makes a certain amount of sense, although it could
Absolutely.
Be in Pakistan, too. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, Talk Radio News. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Don Siegelman coming up next.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My cat Higgins loves his Purina One formula even more than potato chips and pizza. But some cats have special nutritional needs, so Purina One makes formulas that offer targeted nutrition for cats with sensitive systems, cats that are less active, cats with hairballs. My cat Higgins loves Purina One, and so does Brenda and her cat Butterfinger.
We adopted Butterfinger from a shelter, and then she developed hairballs. And then at the grocery store one day, I saw the Purina One hairball formula, and we started feeding that to her, and she has maintained her weight. She doesn't get hairballs, and she loves it. So it's been absolutely wonderful. It's helped make her coat very shiny. She is a lot more social. She's very happy. She's very content. She's a lot more active. That's great.
Need another good reason to switch to Purina One? How about their Real Difference Guarantee? They're so confident you'll be satisfied after taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, they'll give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food if you're not. Get more information on the Purina One Challenge Kit by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. That's 1-866-380-MEOW.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Young love may not be as sweet as it sounds. A new survey indicates kids as young as 11 and 12 are dating and getting into abusive situations. Rhode Island Attorney General Patrick Lynch says it's time to get the issue out into the open.
There's not enough education on domestic violence, and statistically, it's alarming. On its impact and the impact on our society as a whole, so we need to do more.
As president of the Association of Attorneys General, he's encouraging states to work with school districts to educate teens in health classes about abusive dating relationships that include such things as verbal, emotional, physical, and even financial abuse. Members of the Iraqi government are being more vocal about when they want American forces to leave. The AP's Sagar Magani says it's partly because the level of violence there is going down.
It's now at the lowest level in 4 years, and with that has come a shift in Baghdad's public stance, which has been increasingly sharp the past few days as negotiations on a long-term security deal continue.
Working the fire lines in California is hot, and there's not much relief in sight from the weather forecast. Hundreds of people have been ordered to leave a small town north of Sacramento due to shifting wind. They're fleeing a blaze that's part of a complex of fires listed as 55% contained. Another downturn today for the housing industry.
If you're looking for a sign of recovery in the housing market, you will not find it in the latest figures from the National Association of Realtors. The trade group says its gauge of pending home sales fell 4.7% in May. Not only is that weaker than expected, it is also the third lowest reading since the index began in 2001. The index measures sales where the seller has accepted an offer but has not yet closed. Pending sales were weakest in the South, down more than 7%. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's down by about 11 points, and oil prices are off. They're down to about $137 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. Barack Obama is proposing a change in the bankruptcy laws to fast-track the process for military families, help seniors keep their homes, and to protect people recovering from natural disasters. Today, he also accused Republican rival John McCain of repeatedly siding with the banking industry.
When it comes to strengthening the safety net for hardworking families, John McCain's been part of the problem, not part of the solution.
And McCain today talked about economic and other issues before a Latin American group in Washington. Obama is to address the same group later in the day. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a near collision of two airborne jetliners at Kennedy Airport in New York over the weekend. The FAA says the planes came no closer than 300 feet vertically and no more than a half mile horizontally. But air traffic controllers say the planes came within 100 feet of each other. Former Village People lead singer Victor Willis is recovering from vocal cord surgery. He's the band's original policeman. He's resting in a San Diego hospital. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Western Carolinas Resort and Spa. Treat your family to fun with the Western Carolinas Resort's Stay and Play package. Rates start from $199. Book online at carolinresort.com/stay and play. Restrictions may apply.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee, and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. You cannot tell me there was not one Republican that watched those speeches contrasted and just went, Oh my God.
They said, we're in deep doo-doo.
What did I say when this all started? I used the L word, didn't I? I said landslide is all I'm saying.
I thought you meant lesbian.
I said John McCain's a lesbian and he's going to lose.
That's not lesbianism you can believe in.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle.
This is Tom Hartman.
For some reason, they feel compelled to say it three times. Welcome back. Oh, my. In addition to the economic shenanigans, the weirdnesses, all the tax stuff, which we will get back to at some length, and also I want to get into what happened to the G8 summit today. Some bizarre things there. The Karl Rove case, this criminal Karl Rove. Well, I guess I can't quite call him that because he has not yet been convicted of anything. But this man of questionable character, Karl Rove, has said that he is not going to testify in the case of the very selective prosecution, in the opinion of many, of Don Siegelman. And Don Siegelman's been on our, the former governor of Alabama, has been on our program a number of times. I encourage you to go to his website, donsiegelman.org or .com. It's Siegelman is I before E, like they taught you in school, Don, SIEGELMAN.org or .com. And you can help him out with his cause and get the latest news. And I'm just very, very pleased to have him back with us. Don Siegelman, welcome to the program.
Tom, you had it right the first time. You described him as a criminal, and he's not a man of questionable character. He doesn't have character. This is a guy who on this Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning has been subpoenaed by the United States Congress to appear and answer questions about selective prosecution. And my bet is he is going to spit in the face of Congress. He is not going to show up. He's going to disregard Congress's constitutional powers to subpoena witnesses, and as Americans, we should not tolerate it.
Right.
This man needs to be brought to, he is not above the law, and he needs to be brought before the United States Congress and put in a chair and made to, if he doesn't want to swear to tell the truth, then let him, you know, not put his hand on a Bible, and if he refuses to answer questions, let him take the Fifth Amendment. But he has an obligation to appear.
Yeah, they should do it like Bobby Kennedy did with the mob. I mean, you know, it's. But here's the question, Governor. Last week we were hearing from a couple of members of the committee that they were going to use contempt or perhaps even inherent contempt, which is where the House actually sends its own police force out to arrest somebody in the jail that they have in the basement of the Capitol if Mukasey, the Attorney General, refuses to do so. And odds are he would. And now I'm getting all these emails and hearing kind of back channel stories. And I wanted to get, you know, you really have your finger on the pulse of this, that Nancy Pelosi's office. Now, this is, I have no idea if this is true or not, that Nancy Pelosi's office has asked the chairman, Conyers and others, not to use inherent contempt and not to try to prosecute Karl Rove for contempt of Congress if he refuses to testify. Is that true, or is this just one of these hysterical rumors that's running around?
Well, Tom, I hope it's not true. I have no idea. I have not heard anything about that one way or the other. But I do know that there is going to be a reluctance to hold Karl Rove in contempt. I mean, they had trouble just getting the contempt citations voted on against Joshua Bolton and Harriet Myers. And, you know, I think there's some reluctance on the part of Democrats because they don't want to appear, quote, political right, you know, before the election. But this is not about politics. This is about upholding our Constitution and restoring justice and preserving our democracy. And somebody's got to tell Congress that they're the only ones who can stand up and do this, and they have to stand up to this man, Karl Rove.
Yeah,
they cannot sit back and allow him to thumb his nose at the United States Congress.
Right, this is a very important time for every one of us to call to call both our members of Congress, our individual members of Congress, because there is, to some extent, peer pressure here, but in particular to call members of, it's the House Judiciary Committee that's doing this, right?
It's the House Judiciary Committee, which has been leading the charge, and there's some great heroes on that committee.
Right.
And I think John Conyers is one of them.
Right.
But we need to shore up the committee and then shore up the United States Congress and tell them to, you know, if they don't have any backbone, then grow some, you know, and
yeah.
Let's get, you know, what I'm talking about. They've got to stand up to this guy. You know, this is going to, Karl Rove's involvement in subverting our Constitution and turning the Department of Justice into a political tool is going to make Watergate, which he also participated in, is going to make Watergate look like child's play. You know, and we have had people from Republicans, like the former United States Attorney General Richard Thornburgh, who has looked at what is going on, and he said, this smells like politics.
Yeah.
This looks like selective prosecution. We've had the former Republican Attorney General from Arizona, who is was interviewed by 60 Minutes, who said that in my case, he said they couldn't beat Sigelman fair and square, so they targeted him.
Right.
And we've got Republicans who are standing up and saying that what, in essence, what Karl Rove has been alleged to have done and has been. And there's sworn testimony from a Republican lawyer that places Rove at the scene of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need some of our good Democrat congressmen now to stand up and have the same internal fortitude that these Republicans are
right.
having.
And wouldn't it be nice if some of the Republicans actually decided that the rule of law was important, too? If you go to judiciary.house.gov, that's the website for the House Judiciary Committee, judiciary.house.gov. And there is a complete list of the Judiciary Committee membership, and many of them are in areas where we're on the air right now, where we're being heard. Berman in California, Boucher in Virginia, Nadler in New York, Scott in Virginia, Watt in North Carolina, Lofgren in California, Jackson Lee in Texas, Waters in California, Delahunt in Massachusetts, Wexler in Florida, Sanchez in California, Cohen in Tennessee, Johnson in Georgia. If you hear your member of Congress here, call them now. Sutton in Ohio. Gutierrez in Illinois, Sherman in California, Baldwin in Wisconsin, Weiner, I believe it is, in New York, Schiff in California, Davis in Alabama, Wasserman Schultz in Florida, and Ellison, Keith Ellison in Minnesota. Those are just the Democrats. And then, you know, there are the Republicans. I don't know if any of these Republicans can be influenced, but it's worth calling them as well. You can get it at judiciary.house.gov. You can get all the information about it over at donsiegelman.com as well. What beyond calling our members of Congress and calling the members of the House Judiciary Committee and saying, please hold Karl Rove in contempt of Congress, use inherent contempt if necessary, in order to get some action immediately on this. John Conyers as well. I didn't mention his name. He's the chairman of the committee. What else can be done, Governor?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that there is evidence that Karl Rove has hijacked the Department of Justice and used it as a political tool. He has put his clones in power in a number of different jurisdictions. We've heard this from David Iglesias and other U.S. attorneys who were fired because they refused to prosecute Democrats in the heat of an election. In my case, you know, Karl Rove's friends and political associates, the U.S. attorney and his client, brought charges against me during the campaign, and I was brought to trial 1 month before the election. The 11th Circuit is now, I spent 9 months in federal prison. I was released by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. 54 former attorneys general from around the country, 54 both Republicans and Democrats, so the top lawyers in the country, said that something was wrong with my case, that the judge charged the jury incorrectly, that what I did was not a crime. But what I'm saying is what we've got to do, in essence, is we've got to vote in this November election. And, you know, I'm not telling people how to vote or suggesting it, but maybe I am suggesting it. We've got to have a change in this country, and we've got to change the leadership at the Department of Justice, and we've got to replace some of these U.S. attorneys around the United States who were put into power by Karl Rove to do his political bidding.
Right. Yeah, and that in and of itself is a crime. I mean, I'd say if nothing else, it's a violation of the Hatch Act. So contact the bottom line here. Go to donsiegelman.com for more information there about what Governor Siegelman has been going through and what can be done. And contact the members of the House Judiciary Committee, judiciary.house.gov, and call your member of Congress. You can call them all toll-free, by the way, at callcongress.org. There's a list of phone numbers. Governor Don Siegelman, you're one of my heroes, sir. You've gone through hell and come back, and you're fighting the good fight. Please keep it up.
We've got to keep fighting. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Governor Don Siegelman, his website, D-O-N, Don Siegelman, S-I-E-G-E-L-M-A-N, I before E, just like in school, donsiegelman.com or .org. We'll get you there, and you can see what's going on there. And judiciary.house.gov. Make that phone call now. 16 minutes past the hour.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
Only One Magazine has been serving the gay and lesbian community in Arizona for nearly 20 years. Echo Magazine. With free distribution at over 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, Echo Magazine is the most established and most effective way for you to advertise your business and see real results. Our print and online directory of advertisers is an essential community reference guide. Every 2 weeks, a new issue of Echo Magazine keeps our readers up to date with important news and event information that impact our lives. At EchoMag.com, we update hot news as soon as it happens to keep you in the know. Don't miss out on the chance to be part of our 9th annual Arts Season Preview Edition in August and our Milestone 500th issue coming in November. For advertising information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com.
My name is Frank Sarwark. At Consolidated Auto Sales, I not only buy and sell the cars in our inventory, I drive them. If it isn't good enough for me and my family, why would it be good enough for you? A car is one of the most important purchases you will ever make. Where you buy can be more important than what you buy. At Consolidated Auto Sales, we can help you find the right car for you at a price and payment you can afford. Remember, Consolidated Auto Sales at the corner of 16th Street and Van Buren, 602-258-6071.
Ecotality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, Ecotality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels, from hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. Ecotality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit Ecotality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in Ecotality. ETLY.OB.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Okay, here, if you go over to judiciary.house.gov, there is a news center there where they publish the news releases from the House Judiciary Committee. And a tip of the hat, by the way, in our chat room to, I think it was Shroomdike who passed this along. Yep, or Shroom Duke, excuse me. And House, here's the Here's the press release. This is from the 3rd of July. For immediate release, July 3rd, 2008, Washington, D.C., House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers, Jr., Democrat of Michigan, and Subcommittee Chairwoman Linda Sanchez, Democrat of California, responded today to Karl Rove attorney Robert Luskin's letter advising the committee that Rove would not appear before the Commercial and Administrative Law Subcommittee in violation of the committee's subpoena. In his letter received yesterday, Luskin reiterated his offer to make Rove available for an off-the-record interview without an oath about the Siegelman matter only, although the committee has made clear the need to explore with Rove related issues concerning the politicization of the Justice Department as well as the U.S. attorney firings at any hearing or interview. And now here's the quote from Sanchez and Conyers from their letter. Quote, "We want to make clear that the subcommittee will convene as scheduled and expects Mr. Rove to appear, and that a refusal to appear in violation of the subpoena could subject Mr. Rove to contempt proceedings, including statutory contempt under federal law and proceedings under the inherent contempt authority of the United States House of Representatives." Now, inherent contempt, there's a real huge difference here between contempt and inherent contempt, and it's one people need to understand. If the House of Representatives, or the Senate for that matter, find somebody in contempt of Congress, then what they do is they hand off, then they ask the Justice Department, which is not a branch of the legislative, it's not part of the legislative branch of government. Keep in mind, we have three branches of government. The legislative, which is the House and Senate. The judicial, the judiciary, which is everything from the Supreme Court down to your local court system. And the executive, which is the president and all of the cabinet offices under the president, which includes the, you know, the Department of the of Defense, the Department of you know, Health and Human Services, Education, blah, 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 through the whole list, including the Department of Justice, the Department of State. All of this falls under the executive branch. So the executive branch is, while Congress makes the laws about what's against the law and what is lawful, the executive branch is given the authority or the responsibility, actually, to carry out those laws, to execute those laws. In other words, to prosecute people, to put people in jail, to make sure that the law is followed. And the Justice Department is responsible for doing that. The head of the Justice Department right now, Michael Mukasey, the Attorney General. So under regular contempt proceedings, Congress would say, okay, this person is breaking the law. We passed a law that says that this person, Karl Rove, has to come before us and testify. He is ignoring us. He is in contempt of Congress. And this is what has happened already with subpoenas that have been issued for Josh Bolton and Harriet Myers. They've said, would you please appear? Not would you please. You are ordered to appear before Congress and testify under oath. And Bolton and Myers have said, no, we're not going to show up. And so what Congress did is held them in contempt. They said, okay, you're in contempt of Congress. Now, being in contempt of Congress means you can go to prison. But somebody has to prosecute you first. So Congress handed off to Michael Mukasey, the Justice Department, the Attorney General, and said, okay, would you please arrest Myers and Bolton and present them to Congress to testify, or hold them in jail until they are willing to, or prosecute them for being unwilling to. And Mukasey simply said, no, I won't do it. The executive branch define the legislative branch. Now, it hasn't been used since the 1930s, but the legislative branch also has a power called inherent contempt. There's a jail cell, a couple of them actually, in the basement of the Capitol building where the House and the Senate meet. It hasn't been used since the 1930s. The Capitol, the legislative branch, does have a police force. It's called the Capitol Police. And it's a very small police force, but it's a police force. And under inherent contempt, the House of Representatives, John Conyers, well, I assume that it would have to go through Nancy Pelosi's office as the Speaker of the House, although I don't know for sure. But the House of Representatives or the Senate can decide that they're going to personally arrest somebody. So they would send their police down to Texas or to New York if Karl Rove's on Fox News or wherever he happens to be, and handcuff him and take him back to Washington, D.C. and stick him in the jail cell in the basement of Congress. This is legal. This has been done many times in the history of this country. It hasn't been done since the 1930s. Now is the time to do it again because Mukasey is refusing to prosecute these things. And Congress is only going to do this, what is considered a radical action, if they get support from you and me. So we need to be contacting our members of Congress and saying, use contempt and inherent contempt. Because what's happening with the contempt is because Mukasey is refusing to prosecute this thing, it's just going to roll over to the next Congress. And then it won't even be a standing contempt citation any longer. It'll have to be re-referred and re-prosecuted. And by that time, you'll have a new president, hopefully President Obama, and he'll be on to new agendas. Hopefully one of those agendas will be prosecuting the malefactors from this criminal administration. But let's get the job done now. Call Congress.org. You can get the toll-free numbers.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
The price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advanced Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, fuel filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advanced Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Changing conditions. I'm Ed Donahue.
We've had a couple days where the weather has been cooperative with reduced temperatures and higher humidity.
But that has changed. It's hotter and drier in California today. Not good news for crews trying to control three big wildfires. Barack Obama wants to make changes to the bankruptcy laws that include fast-tracking the process for military families.
If you are protecting America, America should be protecting you from unfair bankruptcy laws.
In Georgia today, Obama said he wants to help seniors keep their homes and protect people recovering from natural disasters. Oil prices are taking a big drop by as much as $6 a barrel today. At the Christie Brinkley divorce trial in New York, court-appointed psychologist Dr. Stephen Herman says Brinkley should get custody of the kids, but both she and Peter Cook need therapy.
He says Cook is a narcissist who constantly needs to have his insatiable ego fed. The trial has previously covered details of Cook's affair with a teenager.
Margie Zaraletta, Wall Street. The Dow is down about 2 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services.
For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at CamelviewAccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
Action point.
Push back on Gingrich's 527 and remind people it is a 527. Drill here, drill now, pay less is not a policy. It is a slogan. It is intended to divide Americans. It is intended to drive a stake in the heart of those who support energy independence through good environmental regulation. 527s exist to attack campaigns just like the Swift Boat Vest.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your Air Force, at 480-538-9184 or at northvalleymechanical.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
War hero, my ass. You're no more of a war hero than I am. And I've never been in uniform. What do you mean, war hero? Hey, look at me. I killed civilians. Whoops. I got shot down. Whoops. I spent time in a prison. Whoops. I got released. Whoops. I divorced my wife and married a beer heiress. Oh, I'm a war hero. No, you're not.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.
Covered so much today, but I think that the most important thing is rolling back this insane meme, this insane thought virus that the conservatives have been promoting hysterically and aggressively, that somehow if you raise taxes on rich people or corporations, that will stop investment. And actually, the reverse is true. A tip of the hat to Matthew Page, the actor who sent me a note. He says, Tom, I like how you talk about Eisenhower and the tax rate was 90% after $3.2 million, and we did just fine. Just wonder why you don't go one step further and explain why we did so well. The money a business owner makes as personal income is not personal income until it's taken out of the business for personal use. When the tax rate was like it was under Eisenhower, the incentive was to not take the money out of the business, but to reinvest the money into the business. Can you imagine how much we could achieve if the billion-dollar CEO salaries were put into research and development as was done under Eisenhower? The amount of jobs that could be created, the advancement in technology available to consumers? We'd be creating a lot more good-paying jobs that would vastly outnumber anything that, under the current administration McCain plan. We would start to prosper as a nation, and the trade deficit would eventually start to be reduced. In short, high taxes on income encourages reinvestment of money made far more than tax breaks for the rich, because money is not taken out of businesses for personal use, but is reinvested. That is such a nice, tight summary, Matthew. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. And just very, very well said. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Lorraine in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Lorraine, what's up?
Yes, Tom. I called Sheila Jackson's office just a moment ago, and the girl that answered the phone was very sweet and young-sounding, and she didn't have any idea what I was talking about. She asked me twice for the name of Karl Rove, and I finally said to her, well, do you know who Karl Rove is? And she said, you know, she was equivocating, and I told her what I wanted to tell her, and I said, I hope that, you know, this will get through to somebody. Right. I think it's important. And
odds are it will, Lorraine. I understand you were disappointed in the response, but keep in mind the people who are answering the phones in a lot of these offices, particularly if you're calling the local offices, it may be an intern, it may be a part-time person, it might be somebody relatively new. Their job isn't to be policy experts. Their job is to pass, you know, to take the message and pass it along. And that's why it's so important when you call to boil your message down to basically one nice, tight, clean sentence that you can convey that they can write down and pass along. It's when people call up members of Congress's offices and try to give them paragraphs that they just, you know, it just goes tilt. It goes into the basket.
Well, I did call 202, and I was concise. I had just one other thing. Tom, I'm 83 years old, and I have lived through every economic crisis we've ever had, and this has been the worst. I thank you for your knowledge to tell me that it's the worst, even though I know it.
You know it. Thank you, Lorraine.
Yes. Thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening and for calling, Lorraine, and for being a patriotic American. I mean, that's the true measure. You want to know the true measure of patriotism? It's not wearing a flag pin, or it's not, you know, saying, yes, yes, I support the troops. It's calling your member of Congress. It's showing up at a political party meeting. It's showing up at a rally. It's forwarding that email to people. It's participating in the process. Very straightforward. Scott in Miami, Florida. Hey, Scott.
How you doing? How are you?
Just great. Just great. But I'll get better. What's up?
Well, with respect to the indictment, or not the indictment, but the subpoena sent to Karl Rove, the thing that bothers me the most is that the Congress, the democratically controlled House, should not need to have the population cover its back on this. They should have enough spine to do what they're supposed to do to protect the institution.
I agree.
If they don't have the spine and the intestinal fortitude to do what's required to just keep the House of Representatives from looking like a laughingstock because they won't enforce their own rules, then nobody's going to bother to come up for their subpoenas or do anything. Everybody will thumb their nose at it.
No, I agree. But, Scott, the important point here is twofold. Number one, from Nancy Pelosi's point of view, and I know I end up half the time I'm criticizing her and half the time I'm defending her, and I am a little schizophrenic about this, but, you know, I'll just leave it at that. She has a majority in the House that's a little over 30 seats, but there are a little over 40 Democratic members of the House of Representatives who represent districts that are reliably Republican districts. And so she's got a lot of Democrats who really can't vote as if they're Democrats a lot of the time, or don't, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, Democrats in name only, and that's just a political reality, number one. But number two, and perhaps the most important thing, is that we don't elect leaders in this country. And so we shouldn't be surprised when they fail to display leadership. We elect representatives, which means that the responsibility is on us as much as it is on them to make sure that they know what we want so that they can appropriately represent us. The word leadership exists nowhere in the Constitution. You won't even find it in the Federalist Papers. The idea of leadership was something that to the founders of this country was, by and large, other than to a few of the conservatives like Thomas Paine, John Adams, was anathema. They wanted a representative form of government, and these are our representatives, and that's why we need to be letting them know what we think. So, Scott, I appreciate your point, and I absolutely agree with it, and we need to be calling them, and we need to be telling them what we have to say and you know, and move on with that. Mark in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Tom. What I want to talk about is McCain's threatening to wipe out all the government-funded programs like Social Security and Medicaid to balance the budget.
Right.
Have you heard that? So,
well, he won't come out and say that, but you know, he says he's going to balance the budget in 4 years, and that's about the only way that he's going to do it.
And the Republicans have wanted to wipe out the New Deal with Bush wanted to, and he's just going to continue that agenda.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, here's Limbaugh as succinct as he gets. You know,
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
I mean, that is the bottom line, and that's what they're all about. They've been trying to undo the New Deal. Well, even when the New Deal was the New Deal, they called it communism. They were all hysterical about it. It is time to push back and push back big time, and we need to call. You need to be calling Congress. Sean in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Tom. I just called Congress, and I got their comment line. And I told them that I want Karl Rove brought in on inherent contempt charges, and there should be no bargaining, and the rule of law has to be preserved. Either yeah. Republican or Democrat, the law must be enforced.
Very well said. You called your member of Congress, would that be Jim McDermott or Jay Inslee?
No, it's actually one of these.
You called a member of the committee?
No, I called the committee hotline.
Oh, okay. The Judiciary Committee has a special phone number just for the committee.
Yeah, they have a comment line.
Oh, interesting. At judiciary.house.gov. I didn't see that. Okay, good.
Well, I called the House operator and she gave me that phone number.
You may want to also call John Conyers' phone office and let him know.
I told him about it before. I called Pelosi's office.
Yeah.
These people are letting us down. They're not preserving the rule of law. That's the problem.
Yeah. Sean, absolutely and very well said. And they won't unless we push them to. That's the bottom line. Jim and Flint, you have thoughts on why Congress hasn't used inherent contempt? Jim?
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hey.
A couple of quick things on inherent contempt. You stated that Congress hasn't used inherent contempt since the 1930s, and that dates back to the time where there, I believe it was through an executive order, that Congress agreed with the executive that in the future all subpoenas would be enforced through the U.S. Justice Department.
Right. They cut a deal, basically, with the Justice Department. But, see, the Bush administration has reneged on that deal.
Absolutely. And that's the point, I guess, that I want everyone to know, is that it wasn't simply, you know, by custom. It was done specifically and intentionally, and that's why the House police force has been substantially reduced.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to mention was on Ronnie Deutsch. I have been a tax attorney for more than 30 years. And one of the things that she mentioned, and just in passing, that McCain wants to do, apparently, is to set loose the IRS to go after the so-called underground economy and to collect $300 or $400 billion that people are not paying in taxes.
Right. Let's tax money on prostitution and drugs, for example.
Well, sure.
And on the kid next door who waters your lawn or washes your car.
Well, there are two specific answers to what I believe she was implying, at least. And one is that Congress has known, and every president has known, of the existence of this underground economy for decades, and has, instead of actually going after it, has in fact hobbled the IRS through refusing to provide necessary funding to upgrade their computers and so forth. Number two, the real problem with all of that has to do with the fact that there are no, let me rephrase it this way, IRS has specifically and intentionally within the last year made a policy decision that unless a corporation owes many, many millions of dollars in tax, they're not going to go after them. But with individual taxpayers, we have programs that Congress has put in place that, for example, somebody who has the earned income credit and wrongly takes it, they're barred from ever taking it for the next 10 years.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Again,
so it's a go after this.
And letting the big corporations run free.
Right, yeah. It's
so
the old song.
It's Jim, smoke screen, Tom. It's
yeah,
smoke
Jim,
screen.
Jim, well said. The other point I would add to that, and thanks, that was well said, is that the only way to really get rid of the underground economy is to do away with cash. And that's going to be a real problem.
The Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
We've been talking for a long time, too long really, about the gas problem and ways to solve it. And I still feel like one of the better ways is to strictly use less. If we use less gas, supply will catch up to demand and the price will come down. And one of the best ways to use less right now is to drive a hybrid vehicle like the ones my friends at GM let me drive. It was the hybrid version of their small crossover, the Saturn View. It has an EPA estimated 25 miles to the gallon in the city and 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. And there's this light on the instrument panel. This is really cool. It tells you when you're actually beating the EPA estimated miles per gallon. In other words, it teaches you to drive more fuel consciously. It's just another example of how GM is working on new technologies to get us to use less and less gas and eventually no gas at all. They're only going to build a certain number of Saturn View hybrids. So if you want more information, go to gm.com/solutions. That's gm.com/solutions to learn more about the Saturn View hybrid.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it! Do it! Go there! Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined. So they're not harmful to the environment. And all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Are you hot enough yet? Are you still putting off getting your AC checked? Well, don't wait any longer. Call Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then REPAIR. For Parker & Sons.
My Dish Now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes before the hour. Well, it looks like Sasha Cohen is out there and at it. At it again.
Better take off your coat.
Our full Monty alert for the day.
Real slow.
Crowds in Arkansas came for the lure of cage fighting and $1 beer.
Take off your shoe.
You got a lot of good old boys down there looking to see a cage fight. Cheap beer. And an elaborate array of mounted and handheld video cameras caught the crowd of 1600's reaction as the two men ripped off each other's clothes and started kissing each other.
Went right up to the line of the city's morality laws, Harlan said. The two men stripped down to their underwear, kissed and rubbed on each other. The audience, as well as local fighters drawn to take part in the show, became enraged. It set the crowd off throwing beers, Harlan said. They had beers in plastic cups. Those things can get some distance on them, actually. Took about 45 minutes to clear the convention center as the two actors sprinted away through a specially set aside tunnel. It looks like Barat is, if the cage match visits came from Barat Cohen, it wouldn't be the first time Arkansans fell for a practical joke in 2000. Then Governor Mike Huckabee fell for a prank and congratulated Canada for preserving its icebound parliament, calling it a national igloo. Yeah. So I see a new movie in the works here. We'll see how it all shakes out. 1-866-303-2270. David, you want to tell me how wonderful John McCain's economics are? David? In San Luis Obispo? David? I guess not. Let's see. Gene in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, Green. Gene?
Hi, Tom. You were talking with Governor Siegelman about the Karl Rove contempt. And the thing that sticks in my craw is that Mukasey refused to draw up those charges or whatever they are, the paperwork.
Right. He should be impeached.
That's what I was going to say. And I don't understand why simultaneously they're not impeaching him and going for that inheritance.
They're not impeaching him for the same reason that they're not impeaching Bush, because the Democrats all seem to think that if they keep their heads down and they be nice, that everybody will be nice, and that you know, politically it'll be a good thing for them. I'm telling you, the Democratic Party and apparently Barack Obama as well are listening to the same insane, tired out, doesn't work, kills a party, Bob Shrum type DLC advice that John Kerry got, that Al Gore got, that Michael Dukakis got, that all of them got from these guys, and it is wrong. They absolutely should be taking names and kicking ass the same way that Newt Gingrich did, the same way that Trent Lott did. They should take a lesson from these guys who actually got something done.
What they're going to do is earn what the last caller said was about, you know, nobody ever doing anything, responding to them. But what is happening is that our country is being run by public relations firms.
Yeah, and lobbyists. But yeah, the politicians are working with the PR firms, and the lobbyists are the ones feeding the politicians, and it's a whole sick cycle. And it goes back to Buckley versus Viejo, the Supreme Court decision that said money is speech, and First National Bank of Boston versus Bilotti, the Supreme Court decision that said that interest groups can contribute money to political campaigns and can run outside programs, and all these weird interpretations of the First Amendment by the Supreme Court that, real frankly, I think need to be, I don't know if they can be legislatively overdone or if, you know, by amendment, or we just need a new Supreme Court. And hopefully if we can get a Democrat in office and we can get some good progressive members on the court, we could reinvent something like the Warren Court. But
I'm glad you agree that Mukasey should be impeached. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you, Gene. I don't just agree. I would make a job one. I mean, the day that he said that he was not going to take the contempt of Congress citation for Harriet Myers and Josh Bolton would have been the day, if I was in Congress, that I would have been calling for his impeachment, and the day that I was calling for his impeachment on this program. Andre in South Carolina. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Just great. What's up?
Well, I have a kind of a different take on why the Democrats may be so hesitant in prosecution. I'm sure you're familiar with the continuity of government plan.
Yeah. Yes, this plan that the Bush administration, well, actually, it goes back to the before the Eisenhower administration. It got really built up strongly under the Eisenhower administration during the Cold War about what do we do if a nuclear bomb takes out Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Now, this plan was implemented on 9/11, and under, like, page 38 of the 9/11 commission, you'll see Stephen Hadley, the national security advisor at the time for the White House, asking for the implementation of this continuity of government. We've not seen it rescinded or revoked, however. And, you know, it goes to why members of Congress would say one thing.
No, wait a minute. He asked for the implementation of it, but it has not been implemented, has it?
Oh, yes. It was implemented on 9/11 at 9:59 a.m.
the full provisions of the continuity of government program, where elections are suspended, police forces are federalized, new chains of command are instituted. No, I don't think so, Andre. I think things would be quite different if that was the case. I get it that people might, you could build a case that members of Congress are afraid that Bush, that along with some of his other executive orders, and going back to Nixon, by the way, is going to pull the plug. But still, I don't think that that's, being afraid of those things is not sufficient, in my opinion, to not stand up to abuses of power and violations of the Constitution. It's just that simple. You stand on principle. Coming up Wednesday, I'll be confronting conservative scholar and author Dr. John Lott about his defense of big oil, his recent op-ed piece, No Profits, No Oil. And Howard Ruff is going to stop by. How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century, his new book. I used to read Howard Ruff back in the 70s. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Call the Judiciary Committee today. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen & Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen & Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Frightening stories of abuse from children at the hands of other children. This girl was 14 when her boyfriend became abusive.
He turned into sexually abusing me, and he told me if I told my parents that they wouldn't love me anymore and I wouldn't have any more friends.
Words of abuse between dating teens has prompted a call for action from attorneys generals around the country.
State officials are reaching out to kids from 7th through 12th grades, educating them to the dangers of physical and verbal abuse in a relationship.
We've now put a push on that each state turn an eye to what we can do to educate young people of these horrors.
Rhode Island Attorney General Patrick Lynch on the CBS Early Show. Adolescent health expert Dr. Elizabeth Miller says some parents are clueless about what goes on in their children's age.
Many of these young people are experiencing emotional
emotional abuse, physical abuse, as well as sexual abuse.
A new survey indicates many kids don't know the warning signs of an abusive relationship. John Belmont, Washington.
Iraq's national security advisor says any future security deal with the U.S. has to include dates for the withdrawal of coalition troops. Barack Obama is talking about reforming bankruptcy laws. He told a group in Georgia he wants to protect members of the military from predatory lenders.
If you are protecting America, America should be protecting you from unfair bankruptcy laws.
John McCain today took his economic message to the League of Latin American Citizens. He says he wants to grow the economy and is promising to help small businesses. In Raleigh, North Carolina, friends and politicians have gathered to pay their final respects to Senator Jesse Helms. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell reflected on the kind of man that Helms was.
Over the years, anyone who passed by Jesse Helms in the Capitol or worked in his office would remember him as one of the kindest men they ever knew.
Among those attending the funeral is Vice President Dick Cheney. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 84 points. This is AP Radio News. Hot, windy weather is making fighting wildfires in California tough. Hundreds of people have been ordered out.